Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Welcome to episode 191. That is mind-blowing. We have reached 191 episodes on Tunay na Rider. And in this episode, we're calling it Great Expectations. The CF Moto 450 MT Global Launch in El Nido. Part one.
Nice.
So should we make part two? Because this is after, before the event, yeah. Right?
Oh,
it's what we're looking forward to. What we're expecting to happen, and how we've prepared for the trip. Because this is the first time in Philippine history that there is a global launch by an international company for motorcycles, and it's in one of the most beautiful places in the Philippines, El Nido.
Balita ko na stress ka daw sa preparation na.
Ako?
Oo. Oh.
Paano ako na stress sa preparation?
Di mo na alam kung ano bibilin mo eh.
Luckily, there's a wide selection of products in Moto World. Parang... Kasi, no, the bike, the 450 MT, is an on-road, off-road bike. And it's highly capable. Well, the press release is it's highly capable off-road and on-road. And based on what we just saw, which is the launch video.
And our experience also. At least my experience with other
CF Moto
450 platform bikes.
So at the end, it's really an exciting launch. It is highly expected in the Philippines.
Yep.
But why? Why is it highly expected? Why are people drooling over this bike? And ang dami nagtanong sa atin sa live stream, pare, yung presyo, di ba?
Yeah.
Why?
I guess it's because, well, first of all,
Yeah. I didn't introduce you. This is like the third time I've introduced you today. But I guess at this point, since it's the third time, he needs no introduction. But we've got... the rock star journalist.
Wow.
And not Zach Lucero.
Oh, that's the real rock star journalist.
We've got John Mendoza from C Magazine, and he has elevated the level of conversation here on Tunay na Rider. Wow. And given us a bit of credibility. Akala namin si Aris. Yung makakadagdag na credibility.
Puro kalokohan.
Pero hindi, si Lolo eh.
Tito Aris talaga.
Oh, si Tito Aris. Anyway, all right, John, thank you. You came all the way from Santa Rosa. Your wife's been waiting for us to wrap up. So there's a lot of sacrifice here for you to be on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. So I guess to answer that question, if you're an off-road guy, you're really not, like, for example, if the bigger adventure bikes, what are available in the market today, like we have the GSS, we have the adventure series from KTM, all those bikes are really, really big and tall and heavy bikes that and very expensive bikes also that you wouldn't really take on the trail just because it's so expensive and you're sure to drop it.
No, yeah. So I used to bring my GS on mm-hmm. like, you know, not technical trails, stuff, yeah. but like back trails. When I started riding, yeah. there weren't that many roads. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the roads were really kind of trail-ish. So yeah. you drop your bike. Even going to Baler was kind of an adventure back then. So I would take my 1200 GS, and every time I dropped it, I'm like, ay, nako. That's 4,000 pesos. That's another 4,000 pesos. Diba? Parang may
after the ride, it's like 50,000 pesos.
Oh, may nagtatali sa utak mo yeah. every time you drop it. Which yeah. is why if you have an off-road, a dual sport bike, mm-hmm. you want, there's gotta be this balance.
That's right.
Not just weight and power, but price. It's mm-hmm. got to be droppable and not painful.
Yep.
And I think CF Moto for sure provides great value for your yeah. peso.
So I guess it's the sweet spot between having that big adventure bike that's good on road and a bike that's capable off road also. So because I mean, I think the bigger adventure bikes take some real skill to be able to master off road. Like you really have to be, you really have to know your shit when you're riding those bikes. And with a bike like this one, where it's light, it's only 175 kilograms dry, and also it has the power because it's a 450, a twin, parallel twin. It's good off-road on the highway, I'm guessing, and also on the off-road stuff because it's lightweight. And it's not going to break the bank. Even if you crash it, you drop it somewhere, it's going to be easily, you know, repairable. And for sure, parts are going to be... The 450 series, they already have parts flooding in, even from not just the dealer, even from the aftermarket sales. They already have it. Like in Marketplace, there's already parts there for the 450 series. And yeah, I think that's the sweet spot for real off-roading adventure bikers.
So, oh, wait. Speaking yeah. of real off-roading adventure bikers, yep. Mr. Enduro Adventure yeah. Philippines.
Yeah.
Germany trained and certified coach Buck Pago, what do you think about what John said?
German cut. Ah, alam mo, totoo yung ano eh. Totoo yung sinasabi niya na like, pag masyadong mahal yung bike, parang hindi mo na siya may enjoy sa off-road dahil una natatakot kang malaglag, matumba.
Yeah. Pare, yung GS ko, again, oh. going back, every time I dropped it, that's a big bike.
Dito ang to gusto ko, service.
Gusto ko saluin. Gusto ko saluin. I'm always trying to save the bike. Alam mo yun? Because it's so expensive. And that's not the mindset you want when yes. you are off-road. Yes. You need to be able to let it go.
Yeah. I think ang gustong gawin ng CF Moto rito is mas maraming maka-experience ng adventure
yeah.
na category yung mga riders na parang, oh sige, bigyan kita ng 450cc na ang presyo mo, eto lang, mga nasa 300, yeah, 330, 315, diba? Hindi yung parang pag once na siraan ka,
masisiraan ka rin ng bayit.
Parang automatic, 60,000 ka agad, 80,000 ka agad yung bill yeah. mo sa service, di ba? So, eto yung affordable. Kasi ang importante naman dyan is na-enjoy mo yung ride.
Yeah.
Kung na-stress ka na sa gastos, hindi na-enjoyable yun.
Correct, that's correct. Right. Dapat exactly. ma-stress ka sa health insurance. Na-covered yung bones, covered yung ano, di ba? You think about your health and safety first, yes. bike second.
Pero, pinag-uusapan natin yung safety. Eh, hindi naman pwedeng mag-off-road ka lang na wala kang alam at sugod ka lang ng sugod. Kailangan, pumunta ka muna ng Moto Market at bumili ka ng protection.
Pero bago doon, oh, segue na segue. Segue na rin. Let me multiple segues. Rin, of course, Moto Market, get the right gear. Pero bago ka pumunta sa Moto Market,
mag-training ka muna.
Yun. Oh. Mag-training ka sa Enduro Adventure Philippines and yung mga ibang tropa natin. Like sila Coach Mel. Diba?
Motorcycle Riding School Philippines by Mel Aquino.
Yeah. Pero, bumili ka muna ng CF Moto.
Punta muna ng Motostrada.
Ang galing ng segues natin, pare. Ang galing. Sulit na tayo. But seriously, you prepared, right,
yeah,
John?
I did.
You've never...
Well,
I mean, I see your pictures, and it's a lot of like, you know, leaning in and manunuyot shots, taking curves aggressively.
Yeah, because my background really is track riding, track and street. I'm very new to off-roading. I've been riding bikes since I was 8 years old, but it's been always been street or track. So ngayon, I'm getting into, ngayon pa lang ako nagka-interest sa off-roading eh. So when I heard about this launch, talagang pumunta ako kay Coach Mel. Coach Mel, turuan mo muna ako. Ayaw, huwag mukhang engot.
When did they tell us about this? When did we get invited? Like 2-3 months ago?
Yeah.
Tagal na, di ba?
Tagal na.
And we couldn't talk about it to anyone. It was embargo.
Really? I didn't know.
Well, actually,
I was so excited about it. I was talking to it with everybody.
They didn't tell us it was an embargo.
Yeah.
But I assumed it was an embargo. Oh. But then they made that group na tayo-tayo. So doon ko lang linalabas yung mga tanong and yung pent up gusto kong may kausap about the event. Yeah, yeah. Eh. Okay, so going back, you went to Coach Mel.
Yeah, of course. So I trained. But even before that, my eyes were opened to adventure riding earlier pa. This was during the time that I was still the marketing manager, national marketing manager for Royal Enfield. So that time, since my background nga is mostly sports bikes and naked bikes, pagdating ko doon, puro classic. And then they had the HEMA. At first, di ko pinapansin yung HEMA. Wala akong interest. But then, I went on
pangit,
a ride.
Pangit.
Hindi. I wouldn't say pangit, but it was not my riding style.
GT ka or ano. Parang,
yeah, kung nasanay ka sa, gusto mo talaga yung mga sports bike, di ba?
Yeah, oh.
Kung nakakita ka ng gano'n,
parang,
ano ba yan?
Hindi mo maintindihan. Ganun ako noon.
Oh. Ako baliktad. When I saw the HEMA, I was like, wow, that is a really nice bike.
Tapos pag nakakita ka ng sports bike,
yeah.
Baliktad.
Hindi kasha chan ko dyan.
Yeah.
Anong core strength, diba? Sa HEMA, hindi mo kailangan ng core strength eh.
So anyway, so there was this time that I went on a ride with sila PJ Sullivan and sila Mel Makato, sila Ilan Reyes.
Oh, yun yung mga HEMA, no?
Yeah, oh.
Godfathers of the Philippines.
Yeah. So I went on a ride with them in Batangas. Tapos yung mga dinaanan namin, puro mga hindi ko alam. Sabi ko, tagal ko na nagra-ride sa Batangas, hindi ko alam to. Mga single track na ano eh. Tapos doon ko na-appreciate yung HEMA. Sabi ko, putik, ang sarap pala ng adventure riding. Sabi ko, parang doon palang bumukas yung mata ko. Putik, there's more. Okay lang ba magmura?
Sorry. Yeah.
There's
may
more.
May bayad nga lang.
Teacher.
50 pesos per month.
There's really more to riding than just going up Parilake or going to the racetrack, di ba? Yun yung first time. Sabi ko, na-enjoy ko siya talaga. So,
the HEMA is a no-stress adventure bike.
It's so easy to ride. Yun lang, when you're going through, because when you're going to Batangas, di ba, you have to go through SLEX and then the Startol.
Wala,
dun,
cruiser mode ka na noon.
Yeah, doon ako, dun, yun yung beaten sa akin eh. Kasi talagang, to reach the top speed of 130 kilometers per hour, it takes so long. Yung mga overtake,
like,
ang hirap.
100, 101, 102.
Talaga, magbibilang ka sarilo mo eh.
So, sarang 0 to 130 in 10 minutes.
So on the highway, at highway speeds, medyo hindi ko siya na-enjoy. But I really enjoyed it on the back roads and on the light trails. So sabi ko, ganun. So okay din pala. So dun pa lang yung first, ano ko sa adventure riding. Anyway, going back to the 450 MT, I think that's why, at first, yung HEMA, parang walang kalaban in the market eh.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the only highway, expressway legal adventure bike di ba? Na ganun yung price and yung size.
What was the price point that the HEMA launched at?
I can't remember it anymore.
But I remember it being affordable.
Yeah,
like,
it's like 300 or below.
I think like below 300 ba?
I can't remember. But
anyway, but
it's probably...
But when it hit the market, it was incredible. The price was very attractive.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay, so the HEMA would have been the perfect lightweight... I wouldn't say really lightweight because for...
It feels
lightweight compared to the bigger adventure bikes.
Yeah, that thing is a lot of metal.
Yeah.
it's a lot of metal. Oh, it's a tank.
Okay.
Kasi by parang dati, pag sinabi mong adventure bike, automatic, nasa isip mo, GS.
GS.
GS naman talaga. Strasse.
GS started the whole category. With the GS, ATGS. R-ATGS.
No.
No ba?
GS ang nagsimula ng category na yan.
What?
Tigil niyo muna yung pakikinig ng show na to, ha? Oo, ito po ang The Cool Pals.
Hello.
Hello sa inyo, sa mga nakikinig ng podcast.
Tumigil sa camera.
Hello sa inyo.
Hello.
Ito po ang kwentuhang inuman lang, long table inuman, may uupong guest, at makikipagkulitan sa amin. Ganun lang po ang podcast namin. Kaya kung trip nyo, makakinig ng mga lasing.
Parang ayaw mo na mamilit kung gusto nilang ano.
Hindi, bahala na sila. Tapos pag nakinig sa atin, magre-reklamo.
Huwag ka na lang makinig. Papatanggal nyo sa takabaho. Huwag na. Bumalik na kayo sa show na.
Huwag na. Pero kung gusto nyo makinig, punta na kayo sa The Cool Bar.
Di ako minom.
Mahirap magsalita eh. Baka anuhin tayo ng mga experts. Basta hindi GS.
Hindi ba GS? Alright. In my mind, it's the...
It's another BMW.
R-A-T-G-S, eh. Ah!
It's another BMW.
Yeah, it was the precursor to the GS.
R-A-T. The R-A-T was the...
Which became the GS. Yeah.
Okay, back to the
KTM.
450.
KTM yan.
Hindi, the R80.
R80 70s pa yun.
Anyway, okay, back to the 450. Okay, back to the 450.
Okay, back to the 450. Now, the HEMA would have been the perfect, it would have hit the sweet spot of adventure bikes, for at least for Filipinos, because you need at least 400cc for the highway, diba?
It's not too high also.
Yeah, and it's not too tall, and it's the price very... attractive.
Yep.
And it's robust. That's one thing I would say about the HEMA. Sobrang tibay. Kahit na itumba-tumba mo yan. Hindi masyadong. Well, anyway, but the thing is, the HEMA talaga, it really lacks power when you need it on the highway.
I am a relatively chill rider.
Yeah.
And even I feel like, pwede pa to? Kaya mo pa? Diba? Parang sobrang steady rider ako, pare. Pero kahit ako nabitin ako sa HEMA.
And it also, it plays dun sa safety aspect eh. Kasi when you're overtaking, minsan kailangan mo yung power eh.
Yeah.
HEMA talagang, wala. Diba? Talagang antay.
Malayo pa lang, naghahanda ka na para mag-overtake eh. Diba?
Binibuluan mo na yun.
Yung nasa ano kami, nasa Himalayan kami.
Oh yeah,
Himalayan.
Si Buck. Oh.
Yeah.
Si Buck took the Scram, Scram in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
411, di ba?
Yep. It's the same engine,
syempre,
same platform.
Higher elevation doon. So, mas konti oxygen.
Mas mahina.
So, nasa fourth gear ka na. Oh, sumasagad na. Pag fifth gear mo, mas lalong bumagal.
So that's the problem with that platform, with the Himalayan. Yung first one, at least. Yeah. Meron bago lalabas eh. So, hindi pa natin alam yung bago. Anyway, I think this one, the 450 MT, and also the HEMA, is really just a basic, very, very basic motorcycle.
Parang TMX.
Yun.
Na malaki.
With ABS.
Yeah. In a good way.
In a good way. Because you can repair it anywhere.
Yes.
Yan naman na yung, ano
yan. Yun yung purpose nun.
Yung merits niya. But then, it's not a very intelligent motorcycle. It's very basic.
Mm-hmm.
Raw.
Yeah. It does not tick the box yung, pag sinabi mong adventure bike, yung mga GS, mga KTM Adventure, talagang high-tech bikes. diba? Now with the 450 MT, it has the correct the sweet spot also of the weight and the height and the price. But then the package includes a very sophisticated electronics suite.
And that ako, yep. When it comes to the tech, that's what excites me about it. Because I'm a big geek when it comes to like technology. Uh-huh. And this is, in this category, one of the most, actually, specked even compared out. To the
Europeans and the
700cc bikes, the more high, I would say a high-end, more higher expensive, higher-end next-tier bikes, it is way more high-tech.
Yeah, I would say so. And also, the suspension for the HEMA, it's also super basic. It's just the damping rod and it's the old stuff. But with this one, it's modern suspension that's fully adjustable, front and rear. So it's upside-down fork. You have compression, rebound, preload adjustment on both ends, and that's 200 millimeters of travel also. So it's very well appointed, I would say. So for that price, that package, I think it's you can't beat it, really.
And Filipino height friendly.
Yes.
And exactly. Also, again, we were talking about it earlier. It is also friendly towards the ridiculous regulations we have on the highways.
Yep.
Right,
which has no legal basis. Yeah. That thing should be abolished already.
That's another discussion. We'll have you back. actually, we need to have that talk. Magandang, let's have a lawyer on board. Let's have John here and let's talk about
it. We can bring in James Mirasol also, who was one of the Freedom Riders, and he was the one who fought that. And one.
Hindi ko kilala yun.
James, kilala mo kami.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring him. Oh, let's do it.
Invite natin dito.
Perfect.
Dapat talaga dito na to sa TNR.
Oh, nga eh. Buti wala si Maki. All right. No, okay. So, yeah. From a Filipino rider perspective.
Yeah. Especially and then you for look, a short guy like me.
Yeah. Height is also an important factor. And also, the type of roads and terrain we have. Because even if you don't like off-roading, you will encounter bad roads in the Philippines.
Like, for example, Ironman Mindanao, right? So we're going not super legal. Fast within legal space
limits.
Legal. Well, okay. So it was at night, diba? Dire-diretso ka. I think that was a 3-lane each end highway. So malapad yung kalye. You were going relaxed pace, maybe around 100. But then, biglang mga potholes the size of... Yep. Talagang ang lalaki. Wala kang pupuntahan. Talagang giba-giba yung kalsada. So, kailangan mo sagasaan yun eh. Kasi pag promeno ka, sigurado tumba. And I was riding a monster. Tinagos ko lahat. At the end, bingkong yung mags.
Oh God!
Yeah, bengkong talaga. Buti I was still able to finish. It was leaking air a little bit. Buti nila meron ako inflator, so every stop, ini-inflate ko na lang. So umabot ako sa finish line. Anyway, that's the kind of roads we have. It's not just in Mindanao.
Yeah, and then the 450 M.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Has tubeless spoke.
Yes, spoke wheels.
Wheels.
That you find in higher-end bikes. Like,
even some higher displacement dual sport bikes may tube pa rin, diba?
Oh. Some of the KTMs. Yeah.
But though there are pros and cons.
Yes. I believe so in off-roading.
If you have an inner tube, and Buck, you were saying that it's actually better if you do more off-road.
Yep. Yep. If you have bead lockers.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. If there's a little bit more play, it's a little bit more flexible. You can be a little bit more rough with it.
Less, yes. you can put in less air, I think. Yes. That, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah. So it's got a lot of technology. The displacement is just right.
Oh, let's talk about that engine.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we don't know anything about that engine.
It's a gem of an engine.
And you've seen it made. You've gone to China.
Yeah. I've been there. I've been in the factory. I saw how they made bikes. And it was really impressive. It was a real eye-opener for me. Because, of course, for us, when they say it's made in China, you're expecting that low quality and all that stuff. That's throw that out of the window. Not CF Moto.
Not CF Moto.
Let me tell you, that factory is so state of the art. As in, everything's automated. Like, a chassis would be on its own robot that goes around each station. There's no conveyor belt. And even the parts are delivered by an autonomous robot or a vehicle.
So, you know what? Sila, I think it was Joanne or Camille, they were telling me that even the bikes in the Philippines, the CF Moto Global is still gathering data from these bikes so that they can tweak the OS.
Yes.
I don't know what else they're tweaking on.
Maybe
that.
Maybe the fueling and all, that, everything. All that stuff. Everything
about
the bike.
So that it is perfectly adapted for the Philippines.
May ano, may spy software.
May malware.
So, so parang mga Huawei. Nagre-report sa China lahat.
Oh, pero kung may ganon, bawal rin sa US. But they're doing really well in the US. So.
Their ATVs are number one in the US.
Oh. Baka di alam ng ano, ng CIA yan.
They actually have, I think they have a factory there now. In the US for both bikes.
Iba Mexico.
And merong Mexico and
it,
now
iba
merong
pa yung US.
Meron North America.
Oh.
And we were there. It's a 280,000 square kilometer or square meter? No, I think it's square kilometer.
Sa Cavite yata meron na rin.
Yung anyway, na-raid.
Sobrang laki nung ano nung campus nila there.
It's a CF Moto City.
And
talaga.
And nakita mo talaga na they're building a lot of new buildings to house the bikes and a lot of new facilities. Talagang they're ramping up their production because the demand is there from in a global scale. So.
And going back to the engine.
Oh yeah,
no?
Going back to the engine. Yeah.
The last 5 years, the hottest space in the adventure bike category were really not the litter bikes, but the
middleweights,
right?
Yeah, we're talking
the Tenere's, the Touareg, the 790, the Desert X.
Oh, that Desert X. Wow.
But, I love my Desert X.
Yeah.
Toti, soli mo na. But, now, it seems like there are different players. Mm. And the hot category is the 400, 500cc category.
Because it's the sweet spot between the off-roading, hardcore, and the road riding. Diba?
Tinan mo yung ano, Triumph Scrambler na 400.
Mm-hmm. Ducati Scram.
Yeah,
tapos
it's coming also.
May darating pa na ano. Bukas, darating yung
Hima.
Hima 450.
The new Hima. Even the old Hima is still the KTM 390 Adventure. What are the other? Oh, there's a Honda.
Yeah, 500X.
The 500.
NC.
NC. Yeah. The 500.
Pinalitan na yata yung X.
Hindi na X. NC na.
NC 500.
Okay. Yep. So this is a really exciting space to be. And you also have the XP400, the Peugeot XP400.
But that's a scooter.
It's still in the adventure type category. Well, I mean, it's an outlier.
Okay, but you can't really go hardcore off-roading.
Yeah.
Ground clearance.
Depende.
Yeah.
Si Buck, Honda Cub nga of hardcore off-road, pinapalipad niya yun eh. Okay, so the engine is very exciting. It's
449cc, water-cooled, fuel-injected, double overhead cams, 4 valves per cylinder, and a 270-degree crank. Yun yung kicker dun eh, yung 270-degree crank. What that does compared to the flat plane, like the 180-degree, is that the characteristic is like a V-twin. So think maybe Desert X, that kind of power, or the Tuareg. I know, not the Tuareg, sorry.
And also the smoothness. X. I mean, yeah. I have a... Well, I just sold my 790 Adventure R, and yeah. then I got the Desert X. And the 790 Adventure R is an incredible bike. I love it. But it was just too aggressive, ironically, for me. Ruff, it was just, parang talaga hooligan bike, pare. Pero the may suaveness to the Desert X. Would that carry? And actually, it carries over to this, because when we watched the launch video, mm-hmm. they showed graphs, and that was one smooth upward graph, yeah, yeah. right?
There's no torque spikes, unlike with the 180-degree crank na sa top end, dun malakas. With a parallel twin kasi, the torque power delivery, it's flat. I mean, it's linear across the rev range. So from the low end to the high end, merong power siyang binibigay na. It may not be as explosive up top like in the 180-degree crank or yung flat plane. But still, you live... Kasi on the lower revs eh, especially on the off-road, di ba? Hindi ka naman laging, hindi ka laging nakabanat eh.
So, the bike, definitely something that for many Filipinos, and many people around the world, but I think specifically for the Filipinos, because of height and displacement and highway legal, is... a unicorn, potentially. I'm not gonna. We haven't
that's
tried it yet.
Saying,
yeah, that's what people are saying.
Hindi ako mag-gush.
Si Buck, hindi ano. To see is to believe. Yeah, si Buck kasi peddler ng fake news
pero
yan.
Ang nakikita ko kasi dyan, ito yung magiging era of the adventures.
Yeah.
Bakit? Galing tayo sa pandemic, na-restrict tayo eh. Ngayon, lahat ng tao gusto lumabas. Gusto mag-adventure, gusto sumubok ng ibang
gusto manood ng Taylor
mangyari.
Swift.
Diba? So, eto yung bike na mabibili nila, abot nila, kaya nilang dalin kahit saan na hindi
beginner
sila.
Friendly. Mm. Beginner friendly. Okay.
We'll see.
I think
hindi beginner friendly.
450.
Dagdagan mo lang ng konting yabang, beginner friendly na yan.
Pare, maraming tao, first bike nila, GS 1250, eh,
di ba? Yeah, I know a few. May R1 pa nga eh.
Oh, anyway, okay. So now, let's talk about the global launch in El Nido.
Yeah.
What? I mean, for me...
Ano yan?
It came out of left field. I didn't expect it to happen here.
Yeah.
But... Wow, what a great... They were thinking about Clark, mm-hmm. actually. Diba? They were thinking about Lahar. And then I think si Direk Sid nagpadala ng mga videos of what he does in El Nido with his CF Moto.
ATV.
And parang napaisip yung mga CF Moto peeps. And they're in the Philippines a lot. So I guess they visited. They did an ocular.
Slam Hudson? I'm not sure if the principals came to do the ocular. Baka sila Motostrada lang. Sila Joanne, sila Camille.
But they're here in the Philippines
mga
quite
COO.
A lot.
Sa
Clark kasi may mga CIA pa rin. Delikado.
So they're doing it in El Nido. Yeah, what are you guys' thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think it's great that they're doing it there. It helps, I guess, with the tourism. It exposes... are the beautiful sights, scenery, and experiences
to
in our country. Yeah,
the top moto journalists from all over the world.
So
like,
I think
who's going?
I think it's brilliant. I'm not really sure who the people are, but
Noli de Castro.
Ted Filon. No, I saw. I think it was Darwin who posted that.
Yeah, yeah. Parang MCN.
I saw MCN. I saw Cycle World. I saw who else? Fort Nine.
Parang I've never seen Fort Nine outside of like
Canada.
Outside of Canada, yeah. Diba?
Na ako di ko alam yung mga kung sino yung mga yan kasi iba yung pinapanood ko sa YouTube eh.
Si Rich Larsen ba?
Si the Joe Rogan experience.
Okay. Yes.
Yun ang mga pinapanood ni Buck eh. At saka si Andrew Tate.
Di ba si ganun? Hindi, di ko nanonood na Andrew Tate.
At sino yung kalaban ni ano, Mike Tyson?
Hindi, si ano?
Si Paul.
Paul Logan. Logan, no?
Yung Korean.
Ha? Sino?
Kasama ni Andrew Santino.
Ah, yeah, si Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Yeah, hindi ko na alam.
Alright, so El Nido, showcase, it's one of the most beautiful places in the Philippines.
Hindi lang in the Philippines.
In the world. You're right. In the world. And we're able to showcase this to motorcycle media.
Yes.
The best globally, I think. Hindi natin alam.
Kasi ano eh.
I hope sila mismo yung pumunta. Like,
perfect na lugar siya para i-showcase yung CF Moto 450MT for the reason na maganda yung mga scenery. Pag nagmotor ka doon, meron mountains, meron beaches, dagat, meron highways.
Ano klaseng beaches?
yung
magandang
challenge.
Beaches.
Okay.
Maganda, diba? Best beaches in the world sa Pinas. Ine-export natin yung sand eh.
Dinadiary ito para sa mga beaches natin.
Anyway, what a great place to launch a global adventure motorcycle. But of course, there are challenges. And then I feel kind of bad for sila Joanne, Camille, and Mike, and Tito Boy. Because sadly, the logistics and infrastructure of the Philippines is horrible. Right? Can you imagine what the international press has to go through to get to El Nido?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
and salamat DPWH.
They're gonna have to use Terminal 4.
Oh God, the oldest terminal.
Yun ba yung domestic?
Yes.
Yung dating old domestic.
Oh.
Yun ang bagong pangalan.
Terminal 4. Yeah.
No. So they fly in international.
Yes. Yeah, so
they come in
terminal
from Terminal
3,
1 or 3. 2 or 3.
Oh, so and medyo, then ano na.
In other countries,
medyo surut-surut
may MRT. Di ba? May monorail. May train
between the terminals.
Shuttle.
Magjijip sila.
I read that in the yung brief that there is no one that's gonna pick you up from your terminal going to Terminal 4.
Seryoso.
So, kanya-kanya yun.
Oo, pare.
Kaya po taxi sila.
Dapat meron media training sa kanila. Paano umiwas sa mga batang hamog?
At saka yung mga laglag, yung bala.
Laglag bala.
Oo. Anyway, okay. I hope that El Nido is enough to erase their memory of Nagia. And on top of that, the reason there are two batches, tayo na sa second batch.
Yeah.
Is
local
because,
media is second batch.
Because kulang yung mga hotel sa El Nido.
Oo, hindi kaya.
Ubus agad na, pare. Ubus na.
Kasi isipin mo.
Tayo pa lang, 60 na tayo eh.
60 tayo?
Yata, yung batch natin.
O, sabihin natin, 200 lang capacity ng El Nido. Tapos may local spot.
Thing is, ano eh, bakasyon season eh.
Mm-hmm.
Isa pa yun.
Oo.
Holy Week pa. But,
di ba na-trap na nga kayo dyan, iba?
Sa?
Mag-extend kayo, di ba? Tapos wala na kayong magawa. Tapos hindi nyo malipat yung flight.
So, hindi ko alam na Holy
ako rin,
Week.
Ganun eh.
Oo lang ako ng oo.
Oh.
And then, nagulat lang ako na we're stuck there for a couple of days. Tayo na lang magde-date-date dyan. Diba? Mag-holding hands tayo.
Palitan kayo ni Gino.
Mag-swap tayo ng partners. Kami ni Mark, you and Gino, then me and you.
El Nido Swingers.
No, so yan. El Nido, what a brilliant and kind of out-of-the-box place to have this event. No, and I'm
it's gonna be my first time in El Nido. I've been to Coron and Puerto Princesa. But first that's going to be my first time.
El Nido's beautiful.
First time ko pumunta ng beach.
So we've talked about the bike, the location, and the preparation.
Yes.
No, there's nothing to it but to start packing.
Oh, yeah.
Ako tinawagan ko na yung hotel. Oh. Kasi nag-inquire
what
ka
kind
agad.
Of... Ay, sorry.
So, inquire ako ka agad kasi, hello? Meron ba kayong gym? Kasi kailangan ko ng ano eh. Yung
mag-workout?
Daily requirement ko ng pag-workout, kailangan hindi matputol.
Pare, Seda Hotel tayo. Ayala yan.
Siyempre,
first class meron. Yun. Meron yun.
So, ano, what kind of preparation did you guys do for this event?
Shopping in Moto World.
Ako rin eh. Shopping in Alpine Stars and Moto World.
yeah. That's basically, because I like fire roads. I'm a tourist.
Uh-huh.
I'm not an enduro guy. I don't want to be stuck in the mountains for until 1 a.m. I'm a lazy adventure rider.
Okay.
And but I think it's gonna be safe. They've got the CF Moto Park.
Yeah. And they have the coaches there.
And so they have all the coaches there. Yeah. They have all the best coaches there. Coach Clyde,
Melaquino.
And
you can't mention the other one.
No. But the best coaches in the Philippines.
We're gonna have Buck Pago there too.
Pero ayaw ni Buck mag-coach. Gusto niya mag-ride. Ayaw niya mag-trabaho. Which is, I think, the smart way to go.
Si ano, dapat nando si Jaworski.
Yeah, so I guess what else is there to say, man?
Ako, I really prepared for it. Because if I'm gonna go on a trail, this is gonna be my third or fourth time to ride on a trail. So I'm really, really new. So I had to learn the basics. We were in that motorrad training, right? Off-road training. I was with you. So that was my first training. Yeah. I was with you guys.
Yeah.
That was, I felt like I'm still not ready. I really had to sharpen my skills. So I went to Coach Melaquino. So that's where he taught me some of the stuff. So hindi ko pa rin master yun, of course. But at least I'm a little bit more prepared, more or less, di ba? Unlike yung coming in na wala kang alam, puro road riding yung alam ko and track riding. Wala, hindi ko ma-apply sa off-road. It's totally different.
I shout out to Coach Toto and Coach Jacob who ran that course.
BMW off-road.
Off-road training. That was like that was a lot of fun. That
motor
was
motorrad.
MX Masaya.
Yeah, that's right. Galing nun.
So, ako, if Buck is there, nakaka... Oh, and ang balita ko, they're giving us Senna's.
Oh, yes.
What? Ano yan?
Yung Senna 50.
Giving out?
50S.
50S. Sana nga, see. Sana may camera.
So,
namili ka pa, ha?
Eh, kasi pag nagre-record, di ba?
No, you know, the cool thing about the Senna, I was researching on it, is that may parang party line feature.
What do you mean?
You can, there's a mode that you can turn on, and wala nang pairing. Basta somebody has a Senna, and it is within your vicinity, it will connect.
Mesh yata yan, yung mesh.
No, but it's all mesh. So I can have mesh with you, pero it's a closed group. Tayo-tayo lang.
Okay.
Ito, you open up the party line mode, and anyone with a Senna...
Gulo nun.
Oo, pare.
Can you open imagine party? 60 people riding
together? Ay, muna! No, but the upside with that is you've got these great coaches there, and I hope I get to ride with Buck. Then they can give you real time
tips. Coaching. Yeah.
Oh nga no, 60 kung pagsabay-sabay parang ang good nun.
Siguro kalahati nasa off road, kalahati nasa on road.
And
tsaka ano,
water. Dami pa rin nun, Trent.
Yung iba sa water.
Ocean crossing.
Surprisingly, this is the first time John's been on TNR. So
yeah, this first time.
As usual, and hopefully not the last. If you're free on Thursdays, man, drop by. This is something we ask all of our first-time guests. A buck.
What is
para sa'yo, ano ang ibig sabihin ng tunay na rider?
Ah, okay. So, for me, meron kasing iba-ibang kategorya yan eh. Merong mga daily commuters, merong enthusiasts, pero yung depth nung pagiging enthusiast kasi minsan more on the lifestyle end or more on the touring end. For me, ang tunay na rider is someone who learns the art of riding or the sport, parang ganun. So, this is why for me, I'm always up for training, like California Superbike School. I've done several already. I'm level 4 na. But it's not just that. Even other stuff like YRA, Yamaha Racing Academy, and coaching with sila Coach Mel or Zero to Podium, all of that, I take it all in because I really want to be a tunay na rider.
Yun.
That's the thing for me. So it's not just yung pasyal-pasyal lang kasi everybody
Ouch.
Does that.
Ouch.
I'm sorry.
Ouch.
No, you did the training also. So I think it's it applies to you.
I have done all the training also. Yeah. California Superbike, Coach Mel, Zero to Podium,
Coach Clyde,
Honda Riding.
Yeah.
Pero turista pa rin ako.
No, but it's part of being a responsible rider also.
Alam mo, hindi ko lang nagawa Enduro Adventure Philippines.
I wanna do that.
May partial.
So yun, pwede ba ako dun? What's that?
Oh, yun.
Meron tayong ano. Meron
ito
tayong,
yung pang-official 290 rider.
Dadalhin natin sa El Nido.
Oo.
Ano to? Extra protection.
Yun. Kailangan.
Condom.
Any gear. Thank you, Macbeth.
Wow. Ano size yan?
anong size kailangan mo?
Anong meron size? Meron. Kompleto kami.
Hindi ko alam sa brief. Hindi ako nagbibrit.
O, tanong natin sa misis mo na sa labas.
Pili
and
na
then
lang.
Siya nang pipili.
Any.
Yun.
Alright. Susutin ba?
sa event na.
Oo. Sa Nido lahat tayo nakaganyan.
Kasama na yun sa ano. Ako, kukuha din ako mamaya. Kailangan ko yan.
Magdala tayo. Alright. So, this is episode 191, Great Expectations, the Global CF Moto Launch in El Nido. And part 2 will be after we've tried the bike.
Yes. Doon na natin pag... yung lahat ng speculations natin, i-clear up natin doon, pati presyo.
Alright, thank you so much, John, for being on 290 Rider, and I'll see you in El Nido.
Alright, see you guys.
Alright.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.